Hello, and thank you for listening in. My name is Melissa Soma McGivney. I'm a professor and associate dean for community partnerships at the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy. I was honored to be able to be the first guest editor for the JACCP themed issue of Clinical Pharmacy Practice in Community Settings. This article that I'll share with you, I co-wrote with my colleagues David Pope from Omnisys and Troy Trigstad of CPSN USA. Unrealized potential and under-recognized value, community-based pharmacy practice is reinventing itself. Join the movement. Community pharmacists play a prominent role in communities nationwide. There are over 62,000 community pharmacy locations nationwide serving as the front door to our profession. Nearly all Americans, 89%, live within 5 miles of a community pharmacy, making community pharmacies the most readily accessible access point for healthcare in the United States. For nearly 20 years, schools of pharmacy have trained all graduates to be practitioners, leaders, and collaborators with other healthcare professions. Yet the business model and technology supporting community pharmacy practice have maintained a significant focus on the dispensing of drug products. This has often led to a disconnect within the profession and undervaluing the role and potential of pharmacists in the community. Today, the business model of healthcare is changing rapidly towards value-based care. At the same time, reimbursement for drug products is significantly decreasing at the pharmacy level, creating an unparalleled financial strain on the traditional business model of community pharmacy. Significant technology advances, including the development and adoption of the Pharmacist eCare Plan, an interoperable standard allowing pharmacy technology platforms to have a common method of exchanging information, have begun to create a critical infrastructure to propel community pharmacy practice to realize its greater potential as an access point for pharmacist-provided comprehensive medication management. Advocacy efforts are advancing the pharmacists and their teams as a source of public health education and triage. There's an increasing shortage of primary care practitioners nationwide, and this shortage is creating the need for community-based pharmacist practitioners to serve in an expanded primary care role. The community pharmacy, its accessibility, and the skill of its team are poised to fill a critical gap in healthcare nationwide. The timing has never been better for broad community pharmacy transformation. The business model is forcing a change. People want accessible, personalized healthcare, and the cost of chronic disease is higher than ever before. With 80% of chronic disease treatment being drug-related, accessible pharmacists can fill that gap. Community-based pharmacy practice is reinventing itself, and it is time for the whole profession to unite in creating the final connection to the public in order to make pharmacist-provided patient care readily accessible nationwide. One, the time is now, making the case. The business of community pharmacy practice is changing. The business of community pharmacy practice has been making strides towards incorporating patient care steadily for more than a decade. Medicare Part D medication therapy management programs have grown since 2006, with nearly 80% of independent pharmacies providing this service. By 2015, all 50 states allowed pharmacists to immunize, resulting in an estimated additional 6.2 million influenza vaccines provided at community pharmacies annually. By 2017, 93% of independent pharmacies reported offering medication synchronization and adherence programs supporting patient management of chronic disease. While patient services are growing, the traditional business model supported by the dispensing of drug therapy is readily experiencing declining margins. The National Community Pharmacists Association reported in 2018 that, quote, gross margins of pharmacies have steadily decreased for the fourth straight year, unquote. Most recently, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, issued a statement calling out the practice of spread pricing and resulting loss of revenue to the pharmacy and potential increased cost to the patient. The declining revenue from prescription drugs and the growth of value-based payment for health services are driving pharmacy businesses to seek new ways to generate revenue, provide needed services, and remain in the communities that they serve. Nationwide, chain pharmacies are vertically aligning with other health entities, including health insurers. Independent pharmacies are aligning as clinically integrated networks to be able to connect with payers to provide patient care services locally. Now, over 2,200 independent pharmacy locations in 43 states nationwide are aligned through the Community Pharmacy Enhanced Service Networks, or CPSN USA, and are actively working with health payers, particularly individual state Medicaid programs, to provide comprehensive medication management support and other medication-related services focused on getting patients to their health goals. Most recently, CVS Health announced its strategic focus on expanding chronic disease and wellness services. The business of community pharmacy today is rapidly embracing new strategies to realize the potential to move fully to serve the health needs of patients and communities nationwide. Shortage of primary care practitioners expanding nationwide. The shortage of primary care physicians is predicted to expand from the current 21,100 to 55,200 physicians by 2032. In that same time frame, the U.S. population over the age of 65 years of age is expected to grow by 48% between the years of 2017 and 2032. The demand for local, accessible primary care for chronic disease will continue to rise, coupled with the current suboptimal treatment of chronic disease costing over $200 billion a year. It is clear that new approaches to managing chronic disease are needed. Many would argue that community pharmacies are highly accessible and underutilized at locations for the provision of patient care. Community Care of North Carolina, CCNC, has demonstrated that complex patients with multiple chronic diseases visit their primary care practitioner 3 times per year and their community pharmacy 35 times per year. Non-adherence to chronic disease treatments is a significant issue. Lloyd et al. Estimated that if 25% of Medicare beneficiaries with hypertension in the United States became adherent to an effective regimen, $13.7 billion could be saved annually by Medicare. Integrating pharmacists into the care management of chronic disease patients has demonstrated achievement of clinical outcomes and a positive return on investment, including the community pharmacy. Technology solutions make patient care data capture and transfer possible. Pharmacists have produced years of positive return on investment for selected patient care services in communities. Yet a significant limiting factor in scaling these services has been the lack of ability to document in a standardized way that specifically captured pharmacist interventions across multiple organizations and was interoperable with healthcare electronic health records. In 2013, the Office of the National Coordinator of Health Information Technology, with the help of a Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovations, or CMMI, effort to test new service payment models in community pharmacies, helped bring the Pharmacist Electronic Care Plan, or e-care plan, to maturity and use in the marketplace. The Pharmacist eCare Plan is an HL7 standard released in 2016 that includes patient goals, health concerns, drug therapy problems, active medication lists, vitals, and lab results, among other items, and is akin to the Continuity of Care Document, or the CCD, that EMRs are required to utilize. By 2018, the Pharmacist eCare Plan was adopted by a number of pharmacy technology solutions, including widely utilized pharmacy dispensing systems in independent pharmacies, allowing HIPAA-secure documentation and the capture of pharmacist interventions. Several systems are designed and utilized for direct billing to healthcare payers and interoperability with other electronic health records. They can also use HIPAA-secure pathways to transfer health data to electronic records. Tens of thousands of e-care plans have been transmitted to date, and payers and health information exchanges are beginning to adopt these plans. The Pharmacist eCare Plan provides the critical ability for interoperability and documented views of clinical services being offered by pharmacists. The resulting data generated by pharmacist documentation is already being aggregated by clinically integrated networks, such as CPSN USA, to show clinical impact, calculate healthcare cost reduction, and broadly demonstrate value to health payers. The use of these systems, all utilizing the same data capture, allow for aggregation of data in ways that was not previously possible. When utilized to their fullest potential, the Pharmacist eCare Plan could be among the largest aggregated data set of patient medication use and outcomes worldwide. payers are recognizing need for engaging pharmacists in communities. Payment models are emerging, particularly in the state Medicaid sector, to support pharmacist provision of comprehensive medication management to those served within community pharmacies. The cost of prescription drug-related morbidity and mortality is estimated to be $528.4 billion a year due to non-optimal medication therapy. With an estimated 75% of drug therapy problems associated with inappropriate prescribing, lack of appropriate monitoring, and lack of care coordination and management, it is increasingly clear that pharmacists, including those in the community, should be more fully integrated into care teams. Selected state Medicaid programs, including those in Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, have successfully integrated pharmacists in community pharmacies in order to provide their members access to pharmacist-provided medication management. These Medicaid programs and others are interested in achieving better chronic care and value-based outcomes for their members. They're beginning to recognize the significant role drug therapy and the ease of patient access in order to achieve the goals. Experience with one Medicaid payer in Pennsylvania demonstrated that pharmacists were able to engage patients, especially in rural areas who have otherwise found it difficult to engage in their care, and are able to amplify the impact of care managers who now actively refer patients to community pharmacists in our network. The pharmacists have been able to work as a team with their whole staff to successfully implement comprehensive medication management into the service offerings. The accessibility of the pharmacist and the pharmacy location, coupled with the pharmacist's knowledge of drug therapy, drug formularies, local relationships, and the ability to document and demonstrate outcomes, has been a key asset of interest to payers engaging with community pharmacies. Successful advocacy efforts growing to support pharmacist access as a provider in the community. Selected states have amended and enacted new laws and regulations removing barriers and allowing pharmacists to more broadly provide primary care and medication-related services to people in the community pharmacy setting. Pharmacists in all 50 states can now provide immunizations and naloxone in some capacity to patients in their communities. Idaho's Pharmacy Practice Act allows for autonomous prescriptive authority of pharmacists for more than 20 different categories of medications, including dietary fluoride supplements, opioid antagonists, epinephrine auto-injectors, tobacco cessation medications, minor ailments and conditions such as allergic rhinitis, mild acne, mild cough, lice, cold sores, uncomplicated urinary tract infection, glucose testing supplies and syringes, among others. The states of Washington and Kentucky have also enacted legislation allowing pharmacists to prescribe for common and minor ailments through collaborative practice agreements or state-approved protocols. The report to the U.S. Surgeon General in 2011 outlined how pharmacists are already acting as healthcare providers in communities nationwide. In 2013, Washington and California recognized pharmacists as providers, and there are currently 109 state provider status bills in 34 states in 2019 alone, according to the National Alliance of State Pharmacy Associations, or NASPA. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, recognize the value of community pharmacies as an access point for immunizations and other chronic diseases, including cardiovascular disease management. The unparalleled access of community pharmacies position pharmacists and their teams to be important entry points for community access to healthcare and public health resources. And we saw that so clearly during this COVID-19 pandemic. Emergence of implementation research and pharmacy-enhanced service networks supporting community pharmacy practice transformation. Visionary pharmacists and researchers have successfully implemented patient care services in community pharmacies for years. Yet, there is this common belief within our profession that community pharmacies cannot be locations where care is provided because it does not happen in every location. This is a challenge of scaling the practice and solving structural limitations of documentation, interoperability, and payment, as noted earlier in this article. Experience with the implementation of pharmacist-provided care in the community is growing, allowing research and guidelines to be shared to provide guidance on how to scale the practice and how pharmacists in the community can enter into collaborative practice agreements to further expand this clinical care to patients. CPSN USA was born out of CCNC specifically for the purpose of helping primary care physicians, care managers, and clinical pharmacists across more than 2,000 clinics to establish meaningful and reliable team relationships as an expansion of those providers. Imagine a pharmacist based in an ambulatory care clinic working with a group of pharmacies in his or her area that are willing to take blood pressure readings and have conversations about achieving therapeutic goals. Imagine having the ability and prerogative to write an order to those pharmacies prescribing, quote, a set of services to be received from the pharmacy, unquote, such as following a therapeutic plan designed by the pharmacist-physician team in the clinic, asking the community pharmacy team to conduct a home visit, or collaborating to ensure the patient returns to the clinic for his or her follow-up. This type of collaboration is to the advantage of providers engaging in accountable care and risk sharing based on patient outcomes. CPSN USA and its affiliated local networks are about to go through an ambitious multi-year campaign with thousands of pharmacies called Flip the Pharmacy, supported by the Community Pharmacy Foundation, to move from prescription-level, point-in-time workflows to longitudinal, patient-level workflows revolving around care planning. With those care plans emanating from primary care providers, specialists with specific needs, care managers, and ideally clinical pharmacists embedded in any of these settings. One of the core domains of each participating pharmacy's two-year transformation process is care team coordination. Pharmacist to pharmacist and pharmacy collaboration is well overdue. The intra-professional collaboration is to the mutual benefit of both pharmacists who are expected to improve clinical outcomes to reach therapeutic goals. Pharmacist to pharmacist and pharmacy collaboration is well overdue. This intra-professional collaboration is to the mutual benefit of both pharmacists who are expected to improve patient clinical outcomes to reach therapeutic goals. Here's our call to action. Let's work together to achieve patient access to pharmacist-provided care. The momentum has never been greater. 20 years of focus on training our graduates to be patient care practitioners. Therefore, the time is now to come together as a profession to advocate and amplify the impact that can be realized when community pharmacy practice is fully embraced as a valued collaborator within the profession and healthcare. It is clear that it has taken numerous people with a vision and determination to get us to where we are today. Imagine if we all work together, the results are sure to be transformative. Consider how you can be a part of transforming patient access to pharmacist-provided care in your community. First, pharmacists embedded in physician healthcare offices connecting with pharmacists in local communities to solve medication-related problems in real time. Consider reaching out to get to know one another, create a referral process to one another, and care for individual patient needs. For pharmacists working in or with managed care organizations and healthcare payers, consider reaching out to regional pharmacist leaders in the community to explore how local pharmacies can extend care to their members and developing a smooth pathway for community pharmacists to navigate the credentialing and contracting process with payers. For pharmacists in public health, reaching out to local community pharmacists to collaborate on outreach and education efforts, such as vaccinations and the diabetes prevention program. For pharmacists in hospital and institutional settings, collaborating with pharmacists in local community pharmacies on discharge and transitions of care to ensure medication access to patients. For pharmacist researchers, consider partnering with pharmacists in the community pharmacy setting to solve real-world problems in the community in order to transform practice. For pharmacist faculty and academic leaders, continue to embrace community practice transformation as a priority. The Academia CPSN Transformation or ACT Pharmacy Collaborative started in July of 2019 at the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy annual meeting. It's designed to foster relationships between faculty and community pharmacy leaders to collaborate in transforming practice. We invite you to join. Advancing the practice of pharmacy within community pharmacy locations needs to be our profession's priority. Imagine having the 62,000 community pharmacy locations as access points to pharmacists and their teams and inspiration points for students to join our profession. Community pharmacy is the keystone to patient access to care. Together, with one voice, we can advance the profession.